Thank you for choosing Ningwald's Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Sure, it's Paul Gibson, but I was just talking to Alexa. Did something happen?
Well, she said she's transferring the call to a supervisor. Something about
Oh,
you see a
okay.
charge for 338 and you want somebody to verify what it was for, and she did not
Correct.
see any charge. So I have to see if I see any charge.
Okay. Yeah, I'm showing a charge on 222. It says reoccurring payment, EMC, Star Trek ships, and then it gives your number, New York, and then there's a set of numbers and then my card number. So I was wondering if we could tell me what that was for.
I have to find the charge first to verify any information. Can you verify your address and email address, please?
Sure. My address is 1445 East 48th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98404. And I did just recently move 2 months ago, so we did a change of address. And then my email address is igl.paul@gmail.com.
Okay, just give me 1 second and I'm looking for
Sure.
that particular charge. Just 1 moment, okay? And I have both locations, so I'll be able to look
Okay,
at
great.
the at information 1 moment.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Just 1 second, okay? Thank you for your
Oh,
patience.
no problem. Oh, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. Didn't know you were. I thought you were upstairs.
Okay, the first order that I'm looking at is this order was for 2016. This was back at 1118 7th Avenue Northwest. That's not a charge. The next order I'm looking at is 1445 East 48th Street, Tacoma, Washington. It's a Star Trek collection. We billed you. The regular shipment went out in last year in 2020, and it looked like we either got a special or a new one. So let me see what this one is for.
Well, yeah, they had actually, when they did the address change, they had kind of messed up my address, and so that didn't get delivered. It got returned. And then I got a I talked to a customer service agent, and they said, oh, well, once we get it back, we'll just reship it. And I did receive it. It's the gold model of the USS Enterprise, Special 23. So I did receive that here at the new address. So I kind of expected a charge for that one, but I wasn't expecting it to be $338. because it doesn't feel solid. Hello?
I do not see a $300 charge on your account. Can you pull up your printer bank transaction page and just narrow it down or edit it out to just that one particular charge and send it to our customer service department, which is going to be CS.
Okay.
At eaglemouse.com, and you can put your name and email address. And if we happen to charge you, you should be refunded because I do not see that charge. It may be an authorization hold. I'm unsure, but I don't see it at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I will do that because it does show it's posted and paid. So it did go through.
You sure there's nothing in nobody else's name we need to check for? Because it's not in your name.
It has to be my name because it's the only name on the account.
Okay, and before I do anything else, the CS, you need to spell that out, customer service.
Oh, I can definitely do that.
At eaglemouse.com. Before I let you go,
sure.
I looked up your account by your phone number you're calling from. That's how I got it. So now I'm just going to type in GIBSON. And I'm going to type in PAUL and see if anything comes back just by your name.
Oh, okay.
Nope, just the same three accounts I just verified. But you could definitely send that email over to customer service at email at customer service at eaglemouse.com in your subject line. Let them know, say, on this date, I see this transaction. No agent can tell me what it was for. Can they reach out to you by phone or email for a discrepancy in the charge on your bank card, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for choosing Eaglemouse Collection. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.